organization, as you can all see, is from policy to practice, the quality improvement approach improves antenatal care services in Tanzania. It is from the program being implemented by the Minister of Health in collaboration with the Access Japaigo. As Judith already said, I'm representing Access Japaigo Tanzania office. Access is not an acronym for that it has the full form, but instead is a concept which means accessing clinical and community, maternal, neonatal, and women health. It is a program funded by USAID, 5 years now, it is in the fourth year, and it is the one supporting this observation on quality of care in antenatal care. It is being implemented by Japaigo as a ready organization in partnership with the Save the Children, Consider Futures, the Academy for Educational Development, the American College of Nurse Midwives, and Interchurch Medical Assistance. Objectives of this presentation are three. I would like to describe the components and importance of focused antenatal care and prevention of malaria in pregnancy. I will as well present findings on 2 years' worth implementation of a performance improvement approach as applied to focused antenatal care and prevention of malaria in pregnancy. I will also discuss lessons learned on how the national policy supportive of improved maternal services provision can lead to real changes at the health facility and ultimately the national level. In the background information, in the latest demographic health survey, it is clearly showing that the maternal mortality rate is as high as 578 per 100,000 live births, as well as neonatal mortality rate, which is at 32 per 100 live births. Indeed, these are poor statistics. Despite that, the antenatal care attendance in Tanzania is quite high, at 94%, at least those who manage to come once, and also at 62% for those who manage to come 4 times, which is a recommended standard. Much as the attendance is high, unfortunately, the women come late. As you can see, it is only 14% which come before 4th month, which is the recommended one for the first visit. Hence, the interventions indicators seem not to be picking up well. For example, the intermittent preventive treatment of malaria is at 52%. That is the first dose, and the 1 and 2 doses, that is at 22%. So our second objective is to explain, or rather describe, the importance of focused antenatal care as well as the components. As we will all be aware that focused antenatal care is a WHO recommended for quality visit approach, which is emphasizing timely and individualized care, which should be provided by a skilled attendant. And this is what we are putting into practice, and the quality of care we are observing is in relation to focused antenatal care. It's important that it provides opportunity for preventing and detecting disease and problems which might complicate pregnancy and even childbirth. It also assists clients to prepare for childbirth and also for complication readiness. Another importance is that it promotes health through counseling and effective interpersonal skills are being addressed. What are the components of focused antenatal care? According to WHO, each country has to develop a package according to the situation. In this case, for Tanzania, the contents include protection through use of intermittent preventive treatment and counseling on insecticide-treated nets. Also, screening for syphilis and treatment for those who prove to be positive. And also, adherence to infection prevention standard precautions. There is also promotion and education counseling, specifically to do with the nutrition and prevention of HIV and other STI infections. Also, infant feeding and family planning. It also opens links to PMTCT and also introduction to antenatal care quality approach. This is the area now I'm going to dwell to. The ANC quality improvement approach that we are practicing in Tanzania is a standard-based management and recognition process for improving performance and quality of health services. It has strength that it starts with a specific subject matter as performance standards and builds on integrated platform for service delivery. It is based on operational behavioral performance standards for on-site assessment, and it develops change management skills when it is practiced, consists of four basic steps. The steps are setting standards whereby they should base on national and international guidelines as well as the facility and the, as Judith put it, also the client and service provider's input. There is implementation of standards after observing what the facility is performing, comparing with the standards, and then agreeing on how to bridge the gaps. The performance standards are the measures to go to in improving the quality of the services. And then at some point, the progress has to be measured, and after measuring progress, there should be reward for achievements. Briefly, if I can explain how the tool is looking like. From a process, the tool is developed, which has performance standards. For example, here, the healthcare provider properly conducts individualized care based on national guidelines and according to findings. This is performance standard, and in our tool we have 43 standards. Verification criteria, there will be those indicators that this performance is being met. One of them, in case, since malaria is a major component, I could go to first bullet, which says gives on direct observation therapy, 3 tablets of sulfadoxin pyrimethamine according to the national guidelines. So whoever is assessing the service provider conducting this, there will be a yes or no or not applicable to make sure things are done. And then comments to indicate why no, so that the facility can come up with a list of gaps and then agree on how to bridge those gaps. And then there should be a summary of each assessment. Here we have 5 sections. The tool is made up of 5 sections. Basically, the first section is actual care, while others are support and the supplies processes. Then the total is 43, so one will have to calculate how many have been achieved to be able to come up with a score which is useful in comparing, say, by assessment or by section or by facility. These are examples of performance standards. In section 1, for example, we're saying the estimation of handle height has to be use of tape measure after 22 weeks, and the IP infection prevention, where we are saying the antenatal care area has to be clean. The implementation cycle has already explained, and the input that we used to make sure this tool or other process is adopted is from certain advocacy and joint planning at two levels, development of materials to disseminate the information, training of trainers and supervisors, and then capacity building at facility level where clinical and quality improvement training took place, and so targeting supervision guided by the results. Also the pre-service, you can see these are students here, they have their preceptor and their tutor. So we are also training pre-service education tutors and preceptors who in turn teach best practice to students. Results to date. 24% with the of facilities with 24 health and healthcare providers are implementing antenatal care quality improvement performance standards. And 81 facilities conducted assessment and reporting the results. Of the 81 facilities, 73% showed improvement in meeting the standards by section. This is a summary of the results. We are seeing here that there is improvement in terms of performance standards achieved. We can see the infection prevention, the IC, 100%. But if you can focus on the fourth visit, where majority, at least 81 facilities reported, this is the area where the next slide will show the details. The 13 facilities reported over 1 year, and results show trend of improvement, starting with the baseline, which is yellow, and then you can see how they are moving forward. Lessons learned. Antenatal care quality improvement is proving to be a managerial tool, since from the stories that we are receiving from the field is that it has helped improving relationships between between service providers and the management. Also, is guiding into which actions to take if they want to improve, because they're going by what showed to be gaps and how to go about bridging gaps. For example, if there are shortage of some items, they have now a room to incorporate what they require into their annual budgets. It is also facilitating discussions to the extent of the facilities to be able to understand what quality is. As a result, they are becoming creative to wanting to address the gaps. Also, since our input, one of the best, the first input in each area that we go is advocacy, it is proving to come up with joint planning and also promote shared responsibility. As we can see here, this is one of the regional district commissioners in the southern part of Tanzania who was opening one of the trainings, and we agreed he should plant a tree, which is termed as Focus and Central Care Tree, as a remembrance to the community and the students, to keep knowing that pregnant women need quality care. I'm about to finish. However, there are a lot of challenges. Much as antenatal care implementation is moving forward, but there is, for example, distances. There's a long distance between facility and where women live. Therefore, a challenge whether all women will be able to get skilled attendance, not only during pregnancy, but also during labor and post-labor. This photograph is a 2007 photograph taken in Tanzania. The woman is laboring, being taken to the river. Whether she will reach there or not, nobody knows. What are the future plans? We will continue implementing this quality improvement tool, and we will closely follow up the 3 target sites to learn more lessons, and we are going to finalize the recognition system, because when there is a reward system, when the reward system is clear, providers become motivated and they want to work better. And also we are going to support supportive supervision by coordinators in districts and regions. In summary, I'm saying that the antenatal care quality improvement process is proving to be a managerial tool, and its application leads to identification of performance gaps and also how to address them. And addressing them, since they are of multiple problems, it needs a multi-sectoral strategies. For example, if we are to address something to transport, it won't only be health sector, but it will be another sector. With that, I thank you very much for your active listening. And more important, that this program is implemented in Tanzania, but in guided by headquarters in Baltimore, and they have representatives here. We have Nasser here, and we Sarah, as well as Nancy. Thank you for coming.
Great, thank you for that presentation. So are there one or two questions specifically about this? Okay, one and two, yes.
Once the facility is introduced to the process, they form a quality improvement team. So they are the ones who are involved into actual assessing to identify the gaps, as well as into analyzing the gaps and prioritizing them and coming up with the interventions. They are all from the facility, basically the clinic in charge, and then somebody from the pharmacy, from the laboratory, all those areas which have impact on antenatal care services. Yeah, we are yet to include the community member.
Okay, and back there.
Question is how the facility staff are motivated to continue improving on achieving the standards. We recognize that in order for an individual to perform well, needs knowledge, skills, the will to do it, and also the environment has to be facilitating for one to do the job. So as much as possible, these performance standards with the verification criteria, they touch as to what is required for an individual to do the job. And that's why we do the advocacy to ensure the management will be supportive. And then if they analyze to say the cause of the gap is to do with the lack of knowledge or skills, then they receive the training. So we do all that is proved to help one to function. If one doesn't function, that is something else.